Oh yeah!
Malden District's true local radio, Saint FM 94.7.
One radio show with two amazing hours plus three massive egos. This is the Tech Show.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Now, when I listen to the podcast, right, I always think I don't leave it long enough on the intro.
Why?
So I should leave it a bit longer.
Why? What does it do?
It does loads, trust me. So, this is Tech Show. I'm Rich Tracy.
And I'm... I was going to say James. I'm Adam. I'm just so used to him saying it, I just say it in my head. And
James, if you're listening, I think he wants to be you.
No.
James isn't here yet. He will be here shortly.
Yeah, he will.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. He said he's on his way, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
The seat is warm for you, James.
You don't want to put him off coming in, do you?
Okay, I haven't touched it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
How you been this week, Mr. Worms?
Good.
Yeah?
Good,
all
yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
All good in the hood?
All good. All yeah? Good. Tired. Okay. I'm glad it's Friday coming up.
It's not Friday, it's Thursday. Well, sorry to confuse your listeners.
But I mean, it's nearly Friday.
Let's do the intro again, because I'm Rich Tracy.
And I'm Adam Wormsley.
And this is The Tech Show. And we've got loads of great features coming up on this evening's show. We've got tech news. We've got the download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. We've got One Star. We've got Weird and Strange. We've got the breakdown of the show, and we've got
what?
The world famous. Hold on one sec.
What?
Techno Takeover.
Wow.
Just need a bit of echo. That's all I need on that, really.
That's what you need.
But
anyone donate us an FX machine?
No, we can get one between us. That's right. Just not one on the desk.
Yeah.
In fact, we can do it on the desk. There's a way to do it. Hang on a minute. So you can do it sort of. There's a way to do it. I know there's a button I can press that could kind of emulate that sort of effect. If I like loop mic into mic and sort of get reverb that way. But you know, it's too much hassle.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, we've got loads of great stuff coming up. Now
what?
I know Matt Pod's not on before us, but I believe that's his playlist, right?
I believe so too, from what I'm aware of.
Now, Matt, if you're listening, right, can you stop playing songs that we play? I know you like, you know, it's good, great minds and all that, but can you stop playing the songs that we play? Because I was going to start with this. But I can't now, because you just played it.
It's an on-air PSA, isn't it?
It's an on-air, so I can only do, like, very few seconds. I like this song. It's nice to hear it before us. But I'd prefer to hear it on our show.
Podcast
friendly.
So
I had to get in a quick backup track, didn't I?
Come on. Hit it. Hey, that's better.
Had to get a bit of David Zowie in.
Yeah.
House every weekend.
We'll
be back
for
with
it.
More tech news. Or more tech news? Some tech news. After this, don't go anywhere. There you go. I did tell Adam that I was going to do back-to-back tracks. He's just gone to get his... we could have some fun here, James. He can't hear what we're saying.
Hang on.
Yeah, I did say that we're going to... So he can't... We should play a prank on him, right? Because he's not here. What should we do? I've got to get ready to play a track because he'll know otherwise.
Well, he's closed his laptop down. That's
What else can we do?
I've got his car keys.
Can you do something with those? I mean, obviously, I'm not promoting that, but... Anything?
I could just steal his car key, take that.
Yeah, do that. Just hide him from him. See if he panics throughout the next half hour. Go.
What's that hide what? Sorry? I tried hard to
make you want me. Well, that backfired. Here's Clean Bandit, Louisa Johnson,
fill
and tears.
In.
Clean Band-Aid, I mean Bandit, and Tears.
What?
That sounded funnier in my
clean
head.
Clean Band-Aid? It's not funny.
What?
It's disrespectful to Band-Aid.
No, not the... It's the plaster, I mean. Not the rock venue.
What, that every the Christmas, rocking. You mean?
Hello. I'm here.
Here he's here.
James!
Now.
He made it.
Adam.
Hello.
Why is this seat warm? Have you weed on it?
I'll take it you were listening then.
Yep.
He obviously was.
I heard him say my name when he was...
I know. What was that about?
Sorry, James, because I'm so used to you just saying it after me. I said it in my head, just kind of compensating for you.
But you don't... That's... I've never heard of that before.
So weird.
Oh, that's the other bit, look. What's the other bit to the headphones?
Oh, there you go.
The mystery solved.
Scattered headphones
that
around
makes sense.
Us.
It's a treasure hunt, Rich. Before you can do your show, you must find the missing pieces of your headphone.
Easter egg hunt on Saint FM.
Here is the cable.
There's about 1,000 components of a single pair of headphones spread around the studio.
Adam's gone very 80s on us and he's drinking a blackcurrant Ribena.
I know.
Yeah, but it's pre-mixed. That wasn't available in the 80s, was it? That wasn't available. That was, you'd have to get like a very rippled bottle. Remember those with the little dots?
Yep.
Yeah, 80s Ribena was so much better.
Didn't never like Ribena.
Did you not?
Still don't.
It's sort of fruit, but it's not.
I think I accidentally drank it neat. You know when you're little and you're not you don't realise about concentrate.
Sure it was Ribena?
Might have been bleach. You don't know about diluting things, do you?
No.
I had a habit of doing that. And I think I just drank, like, just filled a glass full of Ribena.
Syrup.
And what I remember once, I've got this really vivid memory of me going, like, always wanting to pour the bubble bath in the bath.
Oh, yeah.
Mum would never net me. Mm. And then one day I got in there first, and I literally emptied a bottle of Matey.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
My mum came in, and I was just lost in bubbles. The whole bathroom was
It
bubbles.
Must have been dark blue.
Yeah, the whole bath, everything. Everything was just blue. And I was in there, like, woo, having a great time.
I remember, do you remember, like, in the bathroom, right? I don't know, do you have a carpeted bathroom when you were a kid?
Yeah, most people did.
Right.
No, I don't think I did.
Did you not? Right.
Oh, okay. I did actually. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talcum powder, right? I discovered that you could sprinkle it out on the floor and stamp it away and it would disappear. So you can imagine.
Oh, God.
You can imagine. I thought I'll just
put a whole lot
sprinkle
on.
It everywhere. Yeah. That didn't stamp out.
No.
Oh, no. Didn't disappear.
That became a paste. On the wet carpet.
It was just talcum powder everywhere all over the carpet.
That's not good.
My mum wasn't happy about that.
I bet.
I bet she wasn't.
But you
stood
know.
There for days hoovering that.
I know. And I cut the cat's whiskers off. Obviously not promoting
that.
Oh,
no.
Not
promoting that. That's horrible.
I was a very bad child. Obviously did not cut the cat's whiskers.
Oh, my God.
I was very young and I didn't know what I was doing.
Sounds like you did know what you're doing by the sounds of things.
Well, no, I probably knew what I was doing, but
I didn't know. A tangfastic over it.
I didn't know it was bad.
Other sweets are available.
Right.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I'm in a music mode tonight.
Why? No, we haven't done any tech news yet.
Well, no, that's true. Actually, we should do some tech
news. Isn't the tech show about tech news? I mean, Jesus.
What about Jesus?
No, I've
He's nearly, it's nearly his time to come back, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's Sunday. No. He's got to go first.
Oh, yeah.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news.
Yeah, that got a bit boring after about 30 seconds of doing that.
Right? I didn't do it for 30 seconds.
It felt like it.
I did it for like 10.
It felt like it.
Okay, fair enough.
Cool. He's speaking his mind tonight.
Right. He's been like this for the last few days.
Yeah, well.
I think it might be his time.
You know, I found something quite funny listening in on the way in.
What's that? Yeah? It was us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did
sound
weird.
And I said, I was listening to you and you went, "So, Adam, what have you been up to this week?" And I was thinking, you've probably spent more time with Adam this week than
anyone else.
Yeah,
so
but, you know,
it makes me laugh.
That's not the radio me and Adam, is it? That's the radio me and Adam.
I've only met you tonight. I haven't seen you.
Different, right?
You can say that to me because we don't generally speak in the week.
Yeah,
in fact,
exactly.
You've actually ignored me this week.
How was your week, Mr. Hayden? You missed the how are you bit, didn't you? That's why.
No, I'm not good.
The niceties of the station.
How are you?
I'm good. I booked a holiday.
Oh, yes, I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we disclose where you're going off
yeah,
to?
Yeah, can we discuss?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is it tech-based?
Are you going to do one of those dodgy photos again where you draw ears on yourself?
Oh. Yeah. What are you doing?
I just pressed the wrong thing.
What did I do?
It's breaking the system.
You did a thing and you drew ears on your own head, remember?
Did I?
Yeah, you did it last year. You're sending us it in the group chat.
Yeah.
Do you not remember this?
You got a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
And you drew ears on.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You
absolutely did.
Yeah. Where'd you get... I don't remember doing that.
You sent it to us in the group.
Oh, dear.
I don't remember that.
You did. Picture.
While I was there.
You drew it, yeah. And sent it to us.
I remember that.
Do you not remember?
No.
I remember this. It? I actually
early
remember
on
this.
Early onset Alzheimer's, mate.
Evidently.
Must be. I've just pressed a button. It says, do I want to save the audio?
No.
What have you done?
I'll say no.
Wiped the database.
The whole system's going to be deleted now. Tech news.
Yeah, what we got?
Shall I start? Because obviously no one else has. The big news.
Talk about the S8. Go on, Adam.
Come on, the big news. And obviously, James obviously will get involved here. The Samsung Galaxy S8.
Now, this took everyone by surprise.
It did, didn't
it? Because they announced it yesterday, and we were able to sell it from 5 p.m. So they literally announced it at like 4, or whatever time it was, and then you could literally start doing pre-orders from the second they announced it.
Good.
Okay.
And we were expecting it. So all our stuff in our company was all ready to go Friday, and we're like, oh, God! Bring it forward.
So hang on, I've just got to say, we've got James Hayden in from the 3 Network to discuss.
I didn't talk about the network.
You didn't mention the network. Now you're the guest.
Now you're the guest. I haven't said which store.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, you just gave it all away. You just gave it all away, Rich.
How unprepared we were.
Yeah, I know.
I think everyone was a bit caught short though, if I'm honest, because that's not the normal. That's not the case generally.
No.
But yeah, it's a nice looking phone. I sent you a photo of them both today,
see,
didn't I?
I like it. But for me, it's not different enough to the S7 Edge. See, the Edge had...
It's got an infinity screen now, Rich. They don't bother calling it an Edge. They call it an infinity screen.
I know, I noticed this.
I'm going to have to pop in store and have a play.
It's just a plus and a normal.
It's just an infinity screen.
Yeah. I thought you'd have one tonight. I thought you'd have one to look at.
I had them, but I had to clamp them down.
Oh.
What?
Put them in their clamps.
I might have to pop down and come and have a feel.
Lock them away. Mm. Yeah, they're quite nice. I mean, I was having a good play of them today. It's just a Samsung at the end of the day. You know, I don't get excited about Samsung any more than you get excited about Apple. So it's just a Samsung. But they've got a few nice features in there. I like the Retina scanner. The Retina scanner it's got.
Bixby isn't going down well though, is it?
What's Bixby?
Bixby.
Yeah,
come on.
It was very fast, very responsive, nice battery life, nice screen as always with
Less
a Samsung.
Less battery, but they said it lasts longer.
Yeah, because they're using their always on technology in a different way. So it's a very weird shape. As an iPhone owner, you get the height of the screen.
Yeah.
But it's narrower.
Yeah, isn't it? The aspect ratio is slightly different, isn't it?
I don't like it. It's thinner. It's a thinner phone. It's like a TV remote.
It's less of a bezel, so it must be the same screen.
Aren't they doing that so your fingers can go around it so you can hold it in one hand and use your thumb?
No, it's not. It can sit in my phone.
Oh. Wow.
But the screen goes to the edge.
Yeah, but it kind of curves, so you don't feel like you're getting a bigger screen.
I suppose so.
See, I don't, in some ways, don't like the S7 Edge.
Chuck a pinball over, Adam.
Because on the S7 Edge, sometimes when I'm on Facebook, for instance, you can be holding the phone around the edge and it will press things.
That's what most people moan about.
On the edge?
Yeah.
So how does this compare to the edge then? Is it better than that?
It's not as sharp of an edge, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so you can't accidentally press things, possibly.
No, it's more of a functional phone having the Infinity.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Should we have more on the S8 after this?
Yeah, and to balance it out, we'll talk about the new P10 and P10 Plus.
Of course. It's Rag and Bone, man. You should go looking somewhere
higher. I'm only human after all. I'm only human. After all, don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me.
Don't land your plane on me.
Yeah, well, right. That
Rich,
well.
Yeah, Rich, you said that Solo Dance by Miles and Jensen isn't the tech show. Right?
No.
Well, but you just played Human by Rag and Bone.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
I was thinking that.
Such a hypocrite, isn't he?
Where?
Rude.
Mm. Oh, hey.
Very rude.
Cool, we can hear his chomping. Mm. Jesus.
Don't bring all his sweets in then.
All right.
Sorry, what sweets? I don't know what I mean.
So before this track, you're going to carry on with the tech news bed, or what are you going to do?
We should call it the Chomp Show.
Bed news bed?
Bed, yeah. What? Tech yeah, news so, bed? Yeah, can do. Yeah.
Bed news bed. Yeah.
Beck. Can't talk now.
No.
No, yes.
Right, okay then. Here we go. Tech news coming up now.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news.
So to keep it all fair and right in the world, Adam mentioned that the new S8 came out today, didn't you, Adam?
I did, yeah.
Well done, Adam.
Go me.
Pat on the head. So to keep it all balanced, also the P10 Plus has made
a
rival. Huawei. You know
who
this, Rich. You mean, you know this, Rich.
Huawei.
So its closest competitor, other than obviously an iPhone. So its closest Android competitor, Huawei P10 Plus versus the Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus.
Yeah.
Realistically, guys, there's not a lot in it between them.
What price? What about
Samsung?
Oh, the P10 Plus is going to be cheaper.
Uh-huh.
So you've got the Samsung, which actually weighs more, 173 grams versus 165 grams.
Yeah, but quality does weigh more, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
In my opinion.
Shut up, Richard.
That's what they all say to you.
It's like a gold ring as opposed to a plastic
the
one.
P10 is splash resistant versus the IP68 certified dust waterproof over 1.5 metres. So you could submerge the 8.
Mm. What would happen if you submerge the P10?
Probably the same thing would happen to your S7.
What? Mine's waterproof.
Yeah, you can't submerge it. It's splash
resistant. You can. No, it's waterproof. I wouldn't, mate. iPhone is splash resistant.
I wouldn't submerge mine. So, Super AMOLED capacitive versus IPS Neo LCD capacitive, both 16 million colours. Now, the big difference is the S8 has got 6.2 inches of screen, whereas the P10 is 5.5.
Okay.
It's a big difference, really. Yeah,
definitely.
Which is why it's heavier.
Yeah.
I would think.
They've both got Corning Gorilla Glass 5, the newest and toughest Gorilla Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But Samsung has got rid of its home button, which is very strange to look at. It's very weird looking at a phone that has no home button.
Yeah, but aren't the... I suppose even other Android phones have a home button, don't they?
Not all, though. Not all. A few.
It's one of the few that hasn't.
Oh.
They're both running Nougat 7.0.
Mm-hmm. 7.1, isn't it, on the S8?
Nougat.
Yeah, but they come out of the box on 7.0.
Sure?
Yeah.
I thought the...
Right. Spec-wise...
I know I shouldn't question you on the phones, James.
Octa-core. So it's 4 times 2.3 gigahertz versus 4 times 2.4.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other set of processors is 4 times 1.9 versus 4 times 1.8. So they both kind of pip each other to the post on their...
Oh.
Different like processors,
intriguing. So I think this might be a bit of a battle then.
Yeah,
because
the Samsungs are using the Adreno 540, and the Huawei's using the Mali G71 MP8. They both go up to 256 gig on expandable memory.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're both 64 gig out of the box.
Yeah,
they've both got 4 gig of RAM.
Yeah.
So do you think if you take the 128? Gigabyte version of the Huawei P10, it's actually a 6 gig RAM, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is.
That is fast.
By the way,
what?
Did you hear
what?
The inventor of Android that sold it to Google, right?
Dead?
No.
No.
It's now working on iPhone.
Good.
Which is why I personally prefer Android, and that just bolsters it for me. That is my personal opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM.
Better cameras on the Huawei.
So, you say Huawei?
Yeah.
Do you think they're trying to get up there with the big players?
They are. They're third in the world.
So they are up there.
Apple, who's Samsung, second? And Huawei.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Is that the?
Yeah. They're the frig.
Third in the world.
Oh, I would never have said that.
Yeah, but that's what everyone goes. Oh, who's this Huawei brand?
Yeah.
And they're like, actually
is
the
that because it's more worldwide than here?
Well, when the P9 came out last year, that made it commercial.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone in the UK took it.
Right, okay.
So the UK market really only accepted Huawei last year.
They always did the like the MiFi devices, didn't they?
And the dongles.
And the boosters.
And the dongles.
Things like that. Yeah.
But
yeah,
they've been making phones since with us in the UK that have been of high standard, not like the little cheap and cheerful pay-as-you-go touchscreen jobs, since 2014 on the Huawei Honor 6.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was a great little phone. Since then, the Honor 7, now the Honor 8, which is by far the best value phone in the UK.
Yep.
For spec and for price.
Yep. We've got James from 3 here.
I'm not talking about the network. I'm just talking about phones.
I was just saying.
He has to talk about
He has to keep saying it, didn't he?
Isn't the Honor exclusive to 3?
No.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, so there you go. That was it. That's why I said it. See? Method to my madness.
You say so.
Whatever.
It's good to have you as a guest and a host. All in one.
Seems to be coming in quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
Might have to.
We need to get Voda in. And
no, we don't.
An O2.
An EE.
Oh, in local news, O2 and Voda have now joined
4G. 4G,
right.
The other networks, or actually, it's only, it was three originally with 4G and EE, I believe.
They're up there both.
In this area. Yep. And now we've got Voda and O2.
Do you know why
O2,
only took O2,
do you know why O2
years.
Has though?
No.
Because they'd sell
because
their 2G.
They've recently just turned on their 4G calling, which right, is what okay. we were first. Three was the first to do in the UK.
Yeah. Okay.
The same.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
So, yeah.
Got to blow your own trumpet, you yeah. know. Yeah.
Oh, so, I wonder if I could. But,
is James the host?
Either or.
All right. Okay. Don't slate the brand, Jesus.
Yeah, so, yeah, that would
someone,
be.
Someone corporate is listening.
That is pretty awesome. Sure, it'd be fine. You know, but I still.
Yeah. It only took O2 about 6 years to move from GPRS to 4G.
It's still got GPRS.
Now,
yeah, but
I had this
mean?
Debate with you, Adam, it? In. On a personal debate off air.
Sorry, you just sound like you're having like a
nice. Anyway.
Yeah. You're going to be making the tea tomorrow, Adam.
Yeah. in a non-related segment. anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I've lost my train of thought now.
Yeah, you were saying yesterday. You were saying we were having an argument personally.
Oh yeah, no, not yesterday, but about how they're phasing out GPRS because the new Nokia 3310. Is 2G, which GPRS. Is being phased out. Is GPRS being phased out in the UK?
I think.
As far as we know.
Right, so they took. I couldn't have bought a noisier thing to eat.
I know, you really couldn't have.
It's like being at the cinema.
It was part of the meal deal. Grab one.
Oh, that guy keeps opening his packets next to me.
And I just give him a dirty look and they see him walk away.
I just got
so
a. I got tut very loudly.
Yeah, if you tut at people, Adam, people are going to come and punch you. Difference is they won't do that to me.
That's so, James, the host there, speaking.
So see, James, I wouldn't mess with you because you would actually punch me.
Yeah.
And it would
so
hurt.
So the... Oh, God, I've lost my... What's he? He loses his train of thought. What was I just saying, Adam?
Isn't there a production you've got to go and work on?
Shut up.
What was I just saying, Adam, before you started talking about this?
Well, you're opening the crisps. That was what...
Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah.
There you go. That's all it was.
I'm going to make the trail from this.
What were
you talking about?
I don't know.
You were talking about the 2G. Mm. 2G network, so, that was it.
That's there you go.
Right. They turned off analog TV to make 4G, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
What's left other than 2G, which is pretty redundant nowadays, to turn off?
Nothing, really.
No, that is it, yeah.
I've got a feeling they're going to have to get rid of 2G.
So, does GPRS and Edge share the same frequencies? It does, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
It's just faster over
so it's like
edge.
H plus and H, isn't it? Like, or
H and H plus are 3.5G.
Yeah. So 3G, H and H plus are all technically on the same thing.
Yeah, because they don't have to buy any extra spectrum.
It's like,
to do
it's
that.
Like compressed or something.
I don't know how they do it, but ultimately you can get edge out of just having a 2G bandwidth and you can get H and H plus out of just having a 3G bandwidth.
Right, okay.
So I don't know if they're actually going to go any further with their 4G and make a 4G version of Edge or H+.
Well, it's like 4G plus, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kind there of. Is a 4G plus, isn't
there? Well, there you go then. So they've done it already. You don't see that kind of stuff on Apple phones.
Why is that?
Why is so behind
them? Is it Android
just
only?
No, you still get the speed. Yeah. You just don't see the thing change.
You just don't see the little icon, do you?
Oh, what, so it actually uses it, but it doesn't tell
you don't see Edge. You don't see H.
You either see GPRS.
So I've done a speed test.
Yeah, I've done a speed test. Yeah. I tested it.
No, I did a speed test on the same network with two phones. My Android, this was a few years ago, on another network, not the network I'm on now. But the iPhone, when doing a speed test. Yeah, the iPhone got a low speed test than my Android with H+. So are you sure?
Yeah, but he's on two different networks, so it can't.
No, two Vodafone phones. Oh. On one iPhone, and I got a faster speed test.
No, you definitely get it.
On Android. We're on the same network at the moment, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Should do a speed test and see who gets the best. Obviously not at the same time, because...
No, yeah, of course it can handle it.
Well, no, it's better just to completely
turn your Wi-Fi off, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So are you doing a speed test now?
Yeah, I've only got one bar, though.
I've got two bars of 4G.
I've got no 4G.
He's only got 3G.
I've got two bars of 4G, see? This is an old S7 Edge.
It was on Wi-Fi.
Old?
Yeah, old S7 Edge. If Right, I'll do the speed test. Are you doing it now, yeah?
No.
I'll do it now.
It's too slow, can't do it.
Right, so I've got two bars of 4G. I don't really need to.
You know, we're running late for literally every feature on this show.
I've got no 4G to test.
Right, I am getting... Oh, I'm only getting 6.5 meg.
It's terrible.
Oh, I'm one bar of 4G now.
It's not very good,
two bars. Oh, it's going up. So one bar... Oh. Hang on. I have got 13 meg it crept up to, but I don't think that was a fair test. It's not bad, though, from two bars.
What you got, Adam?
I'm going to go for it, because I've got an S7, haven't I? So yeah. Give me a sec.
Have you got 4G?
I've got 4G.
What the hell?
Oh dear!
Yeah, see
that iPhone 7 Plus
iPhone
isn't doing
fail.
So.
Yeah, serious.
This is a real.
Right, what speed are you getting, Rich?
I was getting 13 when it got two bars. Eventually,
I'm creeping up to 11, 12.
Turn the old 4G off and on again. That's a trick.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just creeping at just 12, just about.
Okay, so I've got slightly more on the S7 Edge than the S7, but we are in two different.
How are you going for good okay, radio?
It's gone again.
It went.
Oh god!
Oh no! I tell you what, should we do the download chart? Because otherwise we are going to be running late.
Go for it.
Right, okay. Let's get the jingles ready.
Doing it all live.
We normally go to a track by now, but let's do it.
We're talking.
So before we do the featuring game. No, before we do the download chart.
What's in the featuring game?
It's like bloopers.
What are we doing before then?
Before we do the download chart. Before we do the download chart, we're going to do the featuring game. So, yeah. James, how many out of the UK top 10 downloads has a featuring artist?
Two.
Adam?
I reckon it's probably changed a little bit, so I'm going to go for three.
I'm going to go with my normal. Five. What was that? What was that?
That was quite a shot, James.
Okay. Oh, was it? That my headphones ride back.
I suppose you got a big target.
Your mouth's bigger.
It's hilarious.
Carry on this banter into the office, Adam, and see how well that goes.
Fail. obviously, we can't talk about it. Right, so I'm going to go slap bang in the middle with five. And let's do it. Let's do the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1.
Here we go. Hit the button.
That was a cracking shot.
Whatever. Right, here we go then. Let's do the download chart from 10 to 1 across the UK.
This is the download chart.
Well done, Rich. Yeah,
it's not across the UK. What? Sorry?
Worldwide.
Right, here we go. Oh, I got it. Look, I found it. I'm not going to eat that, though.
Dude, man. That was terrible, Rich. That wasn't even a shot. Did you see what he did? He went
because he flinched because he was so scared.
Yeah, I saw you looked up. Right, here we go.
I saw you doing it.
At 10, it's Rag & Bone Man Human. Heard it earlier, down from 8 this week. Nine this week, down from 6, it's Ed Sheeran and Castle on the Hill. 8, it's Katy Perry featuring Skip Marley. Chain to the Rhythm, down from 5.
James' favourite track.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, Chained to the Rhythm. Right, number 7, Zedd and Alicia Cara with Stay, up from 10 this week. Number 6. 6 this week, it's Martin Jensen. Hang on, Adam, you said this was by someone else earlier.
Sorry, did I say sorry?
Martin Jensen and Solo Dance. You said it was someone else's name. You said it was Molly someone.
No, I said Martin Jensen. I saved it as that.
But you said Molly someone.
I didn't say Molly.
You said Molly someone.
No.
And Solo Dance.
I didn't say Molly.
Okay, fair enough.
Martin Jensen.
Down from 4. You said Molly. I'm sure you said Molly.
I did not say Molly.
Well, listen back. Solo Dance. There you go. Number 5. 5 up from 9 is Ciao Adios by Anne-Marie. Up from 9. Number 4. Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Something Just Like This. Down from 3. Number 3. Brand new entry for Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson, Mike. With Symphony. Number 2. 2 down from 1, it's Ed Sheeran and Shape of You. So he's knocked off the one spot on the download chart this week, which means
we have a brand new number 1. Number
1. But do we have it in the system?
What is it?
Galway Girl.
Do you know what? I can get it. Give me just a second. It will only take me a matter of seconds.
Is that LimeWire you're using, Adam? That's very retro to download.
You can't actually
tracks.
Use that.
He's gone back to the 90s.
And used LimeWire.
And used LimeWire.
He's got World Girl cover.
A lot of viruses on there, Adam. Careful.
Right.
Are you sure? Because we've got another artist. Hold on.
What? That's not it.
Is it not? No. Hold on. Sure.
That's not it. It's not... She... That's definitely not it.
No, that's definitely not it. Right?
That's definitely not it. Right. 1033.
Hold on. Did that right.
1033, it's all yours. Look at that. Instant.
No, we're 94.7, not 103.3.
No, I said 103. 1033 is where the track is.
103.3.
No, that's the wrong way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There it is. Go away, girl.
So then.
Hit it.
This is your UK number one. Download, that is. It is... Go away, girl. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Go for it.
This is the UK number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Go away, girl.
What a weird end. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl.
It's quite a short track as well, isn't it?
Galway Girl.
It's quite a short one.
Galway Girl. Galway.
Galway Girl.
Gallbladder.
I hate it, Adam.
What do you hate?
Yes.
What, the app?
Hate it.
I actually like it.
I have to do verification.
James, talking
sometimes,
about the Outlook app.
Sometimes I have to get a text
really?
Message verification
He's
thing saying, comes through. Really? I have to have a separate app called Authenticator.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Don't
it
have that.
Is a nightmare.
Oh, blimey.
Hmm.
I blame your counterparts at my company.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with it.
I know. They didn't invent it, did they?
No.
Right, okay. Anyway, so we're going to do the big reveal. So you said three.
I said two.
You said two. You said three.
I said three, yes.
I said five. Shall we see how many out of the UK top 10 downloads have a featuring artist?
Go for it.
Go on, Rich.
Let's do it. Here we go. We ain't done a poll this week. We're going to do one this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about
Samsung?
Alright, come up with it in a sec, and I will just count up.
I've purchased it now.
Okay. Right, so Ed Sheeran isn't a featuring. Ed Sheeran isn't a featuring. Clean Bandit featuring, bing, Zara Larsson, that's one.
It's one.
Chainsmokes, Coldplay, and Coldplay, that is.
Nope, it's not featuring.
No. Katy Perry featuring Skip Marley.
Where's
bing.
The poll?
That's two.
Block.
Oh, it's good.
No, it's not. You said this before. Rag and Bone Man? Rag featuring Bone Man?
No.
Okay. So there is two. Who said two?
So that means James wins.
Right, James, you get to pick the track. You can go for whatever you want, but I reckon you're going to go for Katy Perry, right?
That's exactly what I'm going for.
It's going for James.
But there's no poll. Adam, see if you can do it on the computer.
I haven't got the...
Do it on Android.
I can remember the password.
What password?
For our Twitter. Tech Show Twitter.
Don't really need to discuss that on air, do we?
I'm not going to say it out on air, am I?
I've got the poll on my personal Twitter.
It's done that before for you, hasn't it?
We should do that one day. We should make a Twitter account and then give out the details on
air. No, that's a dangerous thing waiting to happen.
No, we should do it and then see if anyone actually gets into it and tweets from it.
No, do it with a Snapchat account. That'd be funny because then you get the pictures.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
That just sounds dangerous.
And we could put it on the podcast as well so that, you know. Right, I'm just finding it. It's nearly there.
That's like a bit of a social experiment. There was an artist in New York recently. He left something like 100 cameras all around New York with the address on the back. So use this camera once you're done with it.
How many did
post
you get
it back?
I
think he got over 50% back.
Really?
And some of the photos were amazing. And he went back and he traced all back all the photos that were taken. It was quite an interesting social experiment.
How did he trace it back?
Like, it went and found out where the photos were taken and stuff.
How? Oh, well, because it's got geo.
No. It was just on an old film camera, but he knew where he left them.
Oh,
so
I see.
He went to where he left them and then just walked around for a bit just to see where the photos were taken.
How would he know if they'd been taken way out of the zone?
Well, that's obviously, he only found a few of them. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked it.
Okay.
I was quite impressed with it.
Right, it's Katy Perry, Skip Marley, Chained to the Rhythm. We'll be back with gaming and movies after this. Don't go anywhere. Oh, contacts. 01621 787878. 01621 787878. If you want to call in the studio, or you can go social as well. Facebook.
facebook.com/thetechshow
or Twitter
at @SaintFMTechShow.
Katy Perry, Skip Marley, Chained to the Rhythm on Saint FM 94.7. Oh, I've gone all local radio there.
Real local radio.
And Gladys
radio
down the supermarket said, "No, no, no.
Stick to the stuff you know."
All right, steady on, Adam.
We've heard from
Anyway, Gladys. Rich, I find inviting people you don't think will show up is politer than just not inviting them at all.
Oh, true. Okay. Oh, that's good life advice there. Thanks very much.
Keeps everyone happy that way.
It does. It's true. Right, so let's have some gaming.
Go for it.
On Saint FM. Gaming section.
Ready? Gaming bit.
Just to lurch us out of that.
Yeah.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit.
You normally do it again.
Double, yeah, I know. The gaming bit. The game. Okay, ruined it.
I've realised I can just turn you down now.
Sorry?
I've realised I can just turn you down.
Well, don't do that, because you turn me down.
Because you
to
always
James,
turn Rich on. Apparently.
No comment.
Well, the listeners have got to do that. You know, obviously, when they're listening, they have to turn us on.
I have to turn the knob on their radio.
Well, you were talking about when you played with pussy cats earlier on, where you cut their whiskers off.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it mustn't do that.
Rich talking about pussy.
It's very
cats.
Wrong. You shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do that.
No.
Shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't do that.
Right. Anyway. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Let's do gaming. James is gonna.
Do you know what?
Yes.
The highlight of my time here is when I get a disapproving look from Rich, because it just spurs me.
The highlight of your time here
is a disapproving look.
He sounds like he's leaving. He's like, the highlight of my time is.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say, but you know,
he's announcing.
I won't
be
coming back.
Huh?
James, Thursday nights have not been.
Well, you've done 7 years so far.
Is it 7 years I've been here? Feels longer.
Is that good or bad?
I've done nearly 10.
Hey, look, we saw the other
one. I've done 9 years. Well, yeah, I know.
We've had some presenters come and go before us, after us.
Now,
around us.
If Sam Self's listening,
yeah.
She nearly turned it into the girly tech show.
Oh, God.
Before you guys arrived.
I took her out of the equation.
You saved the show from becoming that.
Yeah.
You booted her out. What, me? You talking about me?
No, me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
me and Simon.
Yeah, not you.
I think you were desperate to avoid doing the show with her, wasn't you?
No.
Yeah, you were.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
So, quick,
no.
James and Simon, who I talked to on Twitter, and I don't know if your axe murderers come into the studio.
No. Do you know what that was? I don't know. I think I probably got the first show we did.
She bullied you into
that
it.
That was strange, because literally I just tweeted you.
She knows nothing about tech either. How could you have
her? She
said, we could make it the tech and handbag show.
She was on another show or something on Sane at the same time.
No, I introduced her.
Oh, you actually got her into Sane.
I did.
Should we do the gaming section?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's stop talking about past.
And I got her into radio, really, didn't I? Because then she went.
All right, what do you want? An award?
She was never any good, was she?
No.
So anyway, let's move forward.
Okay. I'm not going to comment on that.
She's not listening anyway.
You dug your own hole.
I'm sure she isn't.
I don't care.
No, I know.
James doesn't care.
Sam was all right. It was the other one.
What?
Right.
Nick Moon.
Hey, you ate a kebab.
What? Sorry? Bring some context onto that, please.
No.
All right. Is this an off-air conversation?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. Just to put that in context, it was food.
Yeah, not a euphemism, is it?
FM 94.7.
Right, back on track.
You ate her kebab, did you?
Have you got the funny voices out?
Always.
Just
always.
Cut it there.
Always.
Seriously.
Adam, so it's funny, you leave it.
Yeah,
you don't keep going over and over again.
No. Learn that and you'll be on to a good thing.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Anyway, James, James with his funny voices. In at...
Number 10.
Forza Horizon
3.
Rich, why do you sound like a... you sound like you're playing a broken didgeridoo.
Can you give me some bass, Rich?
What's going on?
I need some bass.
Rich sounds like he's playing a broken didgeridoo, doesn't
hold
he?
Hold on. That's you. That's right. Coming in. No, you're on. Oh, sorry.
Turn him on.
Give me some bass.
That's still doesn't sound very good.
I can make you all bass if you want.
No,
there you go.
No, don't
he's
do that.
All bass.
Hello. Sounds fine, Rich. I don't think you're doing a very good job. Right. Hey, give me some numbers.
Number 9.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
He's doing that breathy thing.
Yep.
Stop.
He's doing the weird. Sorry.
Number 8. Rocket League.
Didn't I start that?
The no. Rocket League.
No.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, Adam.
Rocket League.
Oh, dear.
Jesus. It's like a broken Mario.
Broken Marrow. Nobody wants that.
Number 8.
I've done 8.
Done that one. Yeah.
Number 7.
For 17!
You notice how these days it's never at the top now, is it?
No.
It's rubbish, that's why.
That is James' opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM.
Number 6. The Legend of Zelda. Breath of the Wild.
You get so close to the mic, it's kind of... You don't know what's on there.
No, I know. It's all right.
He licks it sometimes.
He literally does. That's where his tongue comes out.
Hold on.
It's not Kebab Rich.
No.
Number 5.
Grand Theft Auto V.
You just sound like you're tired. He's like you're half asleep.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
That actually looks quite good.
What, Horizon Zero Dawn?
It's where you're fighting the monsters made of who are robots, isn't it?
I'm going to have to see.
I think it's the robot. So it's the future and technology has taken over in the form of like giant technological dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. That looks pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It looks really hard. Because they do not go down. You've got like an electric bow and arrow. And
rating pending. I don't even know what the rating is yet.
It's in the window next in the game shop near my shop, and I watch it.
Other game shops available.
This game has been developed since 2011, James.
It's out.
It was in development since 2011.
It's a pretty epic game, but it looks way too hard. You know when often you see a game trailer and it says not actual game footage?
Yeah.
The game footage...
It is actual.
It says this is actual game footage. You know, like bloody hell.
Yeah, it is
pretty vast. Mm. But I'd get frustrated.
Is Zelda out on Wii U?
No, it's on the Switch.
Yeah, but is it on Wii U as well?
I don't know.
Because someone did say that.
It's popping up on my Wii U thing. You know, the Wii U has an advert.
What about the game?
Yes. Wii U, correct. It is does it? Have it. Yes, it's on Wii U.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go then.
No need to get a Switch, in my opinion.
You can't get a Wii U anymore. They're maybe going to be worth something.
Oh, yeah.
People never really liked them.
They didn't really kick off,
did they? So they're rare, are they?
They are now. I'm going to keep mine.
It's a bit like the original Wii, innit?
I've still got the box.
No, the original Wii you could get for ages after it was sort of...
Wii U?
The Wii. Didn't that kind of like get so much demand they couldn't keep up with stock at some point?
Yeah, that ran out. Because it was launched with Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to do with Zelda what they did with Mario.
It's not the same though.
No, I didn't really.
Is there a new Mario Kart out on Switch?
Yeah, but it's not really. You know the Mario Kart me and you've got? Mm. It's just called like Mario Kart 8. It is Mario Kart 8 something else. So they've added it's basically our game with a few extra bits.
It's not like that soda shaker, is it? That looks a bit worrying.
No, have you seen that sausage game?
No.
No, it's a real sausage. It's a real plastic sausage. It's not on the
right.
Nothing
it's not
to do
quite
Nintendo.
After 9 yet.
No, but it's a real plastic sausage.
Yeah,
and you have to do this with it.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's on radio, so you
and
can't see what you're
toy.
Doing.
It's like 5+. It's blatantly aimed at adults.
That's really bad.
It's well dodge.
Terrible.
Pull my sausage or something. It's called.
Okay. Good anyway, chat, back to the gaming chart. I don't want to Google that on the internet.
Number 3.
I don't know what will come up.
Lego Worlds.
Lego Worlds.
Google it, Adam.
I'm not going to Google that. I'm not going to type in those words in Google.
Call my sausage game.
I'm not going to...
You can do
Tom it. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Tom!
I'm confused. Where is Tom?
Why is he always under there?
Why is Tom always under there?
Tom's gone.
That sounds really
weird. Tom's dead.
No, he's gone, not dead. Nobody can prove he's dead. He's just gone.
That's really sinister. That's really, really sinister.
Just gone, not dead. Gone.
He's just gone. He's
just gone.
Not dead. Yeah. That should be a game. Not gone, dead. Not dead.
Tom, he's gone.
But not dead.
In brackets, not dead.
Number one.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Wow. Andromeda. No, stop it. Andromeda. You're so breathy, Rich. Oh. 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 Don't know what's going on over there in that side of the studio. Has he typed in that game?
What?
Is he watching videos of that game?
No.
That's why he's making those noises.
Ciao, adios. And then movies after this. Don't go anywhere.
Play my tracks that I just uploaded.
I'm Marie. Ciao, adios on SoundFM 94.7.
Are we going early, are we?
What?
You're just saying ciao, adios.
So you're going to do it the Saturday of the 20th, Rich, are you?
Off air on air.
I might do. Should we start hour 2?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that record down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
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 Here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Technology Show.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome to hour 2.
Oh, yeah. We're already in hour 2.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Rich Tracy.
I'm James Hayden.
And I'm Adam Wormsley.
Are you sure?
I'm definitely not sure.
That? No. Yeah? Absolutely?
Certain.
Okay. We've got loads more to come in the next hour, of course. We've got Weird and Strange Tech. Is it Weird and Strange? Weird and Strange Tech.
Weird and Strange.
Tech.
Are we not doing movies? We did gaming.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do movies.
I've got something exciting to talk about.
Oh, okay, we'll do movies next, because we're running a little bit over, like Adam said we would.
So?
It's all right.
We got, all right, then. We've got one-star reviews coming up a little bit later. Weird and Strange Tech. We've got the breakdown of the show and the world-famous techno takeover. It's very weird context, I put that in. Very weird. But first, we're going to have a track... And then we're going to have some movies.
Movies.
Movies. Back to the movies with James. And us. We're just your hanger-oners when you do movies.
Damn straight you are.
We're just your co's.
We just agree with
you. We're just your co-hos.
Yeah.
Here we go with the track and we'll be back with Back to the Movies Mini. Sigala, Sweet Loving. That's us on a Thursday night. Sweet Loving. Not in that way.
If you say
Not in that way.
Wow.
Sweet Loving.
This show has made a very side turn.
No, Sweet Loving. That's what I meant. Like as in sweets.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, of course.
Not as in
can we get into the movies now, please?
Certainly.
Enough of your innuendo,
before we do that, before we do that, we've got to do this.
Don't mince your words, James.
No.
Oh, what?
What did you keep pressing the buttons for?
Deleted that track.
He's just deleting everything.
Woo.
Hold on.
Go for it.
System.
How did this become a thing?
It's back to the movies
with Ike and Tina.
How did it become a thing?
It did. It's in the section. That's what it is.
It's in the section. So someone's mistake.
Gonna section you.
One radio station. Saint FM. 94.7.
Bite me.
Back to the movies mini with James Hayden.
So yesterday was a good day.
Okay.
Two very good trailers came out for two very good films that I've been anticipating.
Cool.
So War for the Planet of the Apes.
What is it good for?
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
So, War for the Planet of the Apes, which is the next instalment in the Planet of the Apes franchise.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we're at the stage now where humanity is making its last stand against Caesar and his apes.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, they've gone out all out. They've got all their military equipment together, all their helicopters, all of their boats, all of their marines.
Yep.
And they've got all together to basically try and eradicate the apes.
Right.
And Caesar's never really wanted to fight. He just wants to live in peace. But humanity is so concerned that they're stronger than them, so they're trying to wipe them out.
Okay.
And this is about Caesar like saying, look guys, I've offered you peace, you keep coming for me, enough's enough. I'm going to come for you now. You started it, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
And it all kicks off.
Okay.
And it looks blooming awesome. This looks like the best one. This one is just constant war.
So this is fighting. The one that it should have started with.
No, probably, we're not there yet. The one after this, I think, is the one they should have started with, when humanity comes back from space and finds that apes have inherited the earth. Okay. We're near
Statue of Liberty poking out the beach.
That's the next one. Yeah. Okay. So that was War for the Planet of the Apes.
Drops to knees. No. No. No.
Dirty stinking ape.
That's the bit that gets me every time. I hope they recreate that.
Yeah, they better. So 14th of July this year. 14th of July.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to watch War for the Planet of the Apes. The trailer 2 dropped yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the one that most people have been waiting for. This is the It. Stephen King remake, and it's the teaser trailer that dropped yesterday. And it looks...
Wait.
No, it's too late.
What is it good
because
for?
You've just
absolutely
done this.
Nothing.
You've just done this into the It one, so it's too late. If you'd done that earlier...
Can we have that on? That's actually a good track.
No.
Oh.
So, It, the Stephen King classic...
Oh, I actually like that.
...where it was, very well done back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's been remade into a modern horror, and it looks, oh my god, it looks really gross. It looks like,
I just watched
CGI. Did you like that?
I like it.
Have they used a lot of CGI?
No, Pennywise is a real person in it.
Okay.
It just looks horrifying.
I actually want to see it.
I'm surprised. How creepy does he look in that?
It does look very creepy.
I'm surprised they did it after the whole thing with the clowns.
Here. You want to float?
But all the thing with the clowns that was recent. I'm surprised they did it.
I think it was a big marketing campaign for It, if I'm honest.
You serious?
Probably was. Viral. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it sort of got the anticipation of people, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of like it, ready.
So this is still just the teaser trailer. The film, it's in post-production, and the film is expected around September time. It's got all the classics from the original film, plus Pennywise. You see a lot more of him now.
Yep.
He's a lot more sinister.
Yep.
It's that whole, you know, that new generation of scary paranormal.
As long as there's not a thriller. scream mask in there, that's
sort of it just looks really creepy.
Yeah.
Really creepy, really, really disturbing. The way he just kind of pops up out of places and stuff.
It does look very creepy, definitely. Mm. But it's certainly. It's what you need for a film. It's caught my attention.
Caught your attention there, Adam. So yeah, those two films are trailers worth watching out for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it from me.
That's about it. Okay, so we're going to have a track, then we're going to come back with One Star. And Adam wanted it, I wanted it, so we're going to play it.
It's going.
War!
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Nah. Listen to me.
War!
War. What is it good for? Absolutely
nothing.
Nothing. No, no. If you think about it, don't do it. War. Right, let's do One Star
Reviews.
Right
Hit
now.
It.
Oh, but first.
What?
Before we do that.
What?
We've got to do this.
What? What have we got to do?
We haven't even referenced it yet.
Oh, yes. This. Hit the button.
I don't want to add... What was he asking me if I want to add
doing?
Instant cart to the set? Is it control stuck down or something? Hold on.
Press it.
No.
Have you broken it?
No.
Yeah.
The pole.
Just not doing instant.
How's it doing?
Huh? Yeah, the pole.
So, we haven't even referenced it.
We haven't.
We posted it about 40 minutes
that's
ago.
That's why it's not getting as much traction, you see.
Exactly. So, yes.
We asked the question.
Adam, who read the chart backwards.
I think it is, yeah.
Why?
Is. In at number one, all the way through to 10.
Yep.
And you don't start with 10. The joint first, you, you start with second.
We're not worried about second, we're worried about what's going in first, aren't we, on the poll?
Oh, you do.
I always worry about what goes in first.
Aston's tweeted us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's always...
No one cares about him, though.
He's always got
just,
a say.
He just lurks, isn't he, in the background?
He says, you know a lot of tech advances have come out of war.
Blimey, he's quick on the
No. War has utilised a lot of tech advances, exactly. I think that is. Mm.
Maybe it's pushed people harder to make tech advances to win the wars. Perhaps that's what he's meaning. Mm. I think.
Maybe.
And it probably has helped, you know. Obviously.
Maybe. Yeah.
But good point, Aston. Good point. I like your feedback.
We've done 499 tweets.
Okay. Who has? Random stat there.
Saint FM Tech Show.
Okay. Has Saint FM retweeted our poll?
It has, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good then.
Ruth?
It's just a Facebook page. Yeah. Needs to shout us out on its own.
Oh, yeah. You know what we haven't referenced? Being the tech show and everything.
Oh, yeah.
iOS did a 10.3 update. And the Apple Watch did an update as well.
I haven't done
it. Do you know about theatre mode on your Apple Watch?
I haven't done it. I've updated it. I'm behind.
So, on your Apple Watch, if you've done the software update and you drag up from the tray at the bottom, you've now got the theatre symbol.
No, I haven't got that.
So, that means that when you're in the cinema or in a theatre or a live show, somewhere dark, when you check your watch, it doesn't send a lightsaber-like beam into the sky and everyone goes, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
So now you've got like a dim version.
Is it also silent it as well, automatically, if it isn't silent?
When you check your watch, when you just flip it, it won't come on.
Right.
So have you changed the bezel? Have you always had the gold bezel?
I've had the gold bezel.
You always had
different
the
strap?
No. Midnight blue and gold.
That's what I've always had.
How come it looks different to me?
It doesn't. It looks exactly the same to me.
It looks quite good, actually.
I know. I love the midnight blue. It's different.
I like the gold bezel. Actually, I'm a bit...
On another midnight run.
I got the
gold, because my gold phone, didn't I?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Matches, isn't it?
See, now, iPhone gold really isn't gold because it's white. But also,
it's pretty gold, mate.
Didn't realise until the other day. Yeah, but it's not on the front, is it?
No. Don't care. I don't want the gold on the front. It's
right,
tacky.
Fine. Didn't realise until the other day. When an iPhone white updates, it's a white background with a black logo.
Yeah.
And when I never noticed that.
That's because I've noticed that reversed, on mine. Because I've got a pink one.
And when you had the iPhone 5C, you remember that? You had that for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Depending on what colour back you have is what colour background you have.
That's right, yeah, they changed it.
Yeah.
No. It's just a case.
Program, isn't it?
It's just a case.
It's program. Just
nice. Model, isn't it?
Just nice.
It's
serial,
colour.
Isn't it?
It knows its colour.
It must do.
I wonder if you can access that from the programming.
Somebody spent hours in the programming department just to do that.
They did. Should we do one star?
Yeah.
Da-na, da-na-na,
da-na.
Da-da-da, da-da.
Da-da-da,
da-da-da,
da-da. James, it's returned.
What has?
Right in your...
Remember. Remember, Malden first. Burnham second. And everywhere else, 100% last.
Yes.
Forget about it, in fact.
I'm going to go out on a limb tonight and say Burnham first.
On our special little chat group.
Oh, yeah.
That one, you know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, someone put a picture up of our radius.
Oh, yeah.
Holden wasn't even covered.
No, technically.
It's not, is it?
Orcs.
No, but you can get it.
Not very well.
Well, that is James's opinion, not the opinion of
the We're the main station. It started off in Burnham. Why are they so concerned with Malden? No one in Malden even knows we exist.
That is James's opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM.
I know plenty of people in Burnham who listen because they know they're connected. We're a smaller community and somebody knows somebody who at least broadcasts on the station,
yeah?
Yeah. I don't think that's the case in Malden.
After playing war, what is it good for? We shouldn't aim for Burnham to have a war with Malden. I know that is the case.
That happens on that
slogan. Our slogan has changed entertaining Malden.
When that sign went up,
hashtags,
how much did I kick off?
Hashtag SaintSpaceFM.
Yeah, because they know how to use hashtags.
And Burnham, we should put something on
just there. Right, I'm going to bring a black pen in next week. Cross out the Malden.
Again, that is James's opinion.
I don't care.
Not the opinion.
You're just giving on-air evidence, aren't you?
Yep. If someone does that now, they're going to think it's me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
It's
my Sharpie. No. Joking.
Permanent pen.
I'm joking. The powers that be are listening, I am joking. I wouldn't dream of doing that.
He's not.
Whatever.
He's not powers, but can be.
But, it's not. Oh, shush. Right, anyway.
Anyway,
one star. Is, yeah, one star. But we are, the item is DAB radios, correct?
But not limited to.
Why are we doing DAB radios?
Because Adam said
because
so.
Don't do DAB radios.
What, do con?
Do DAB car adapters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
That's different, isn't it?
I'm up for a little bit of compromise there, James.
Yeah, see? Like a married couple, me
com
and
pro.
Adam.
Compromise.
Bit of compro.
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
That is, again, James' opinion.
At least you're speaking the truth, James. Open communication is what you need.
Yeah. Compromise and beatings.
Dedication is what you need.
Anyway. Go.
Roy Castle.
DAB
good
car.
Guy. What's his name? Roy Castle, record breaker.
DAB car radio adapter.
I know.
Let's have a look. What do they look like?
I've actually never seen one.
Yeah, we hear about them every morning, don't we?
We do, don't we?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But we don't actually know what they actually look like. I have no idea.
Right, here we
James.
Go. Right.
Like that.
DAB car adapter. Are we ready?
Kind of plug it in and goes into your aux.
Unfortunately for me, this was a waste of money, is this one. So here we go with this.
So it goes into your power supply.
Plugs into your aux.
Yeah.
USB so you can still charge your phone.
Danny says, unfortunately, this was, for me, this was a waste of money. Cuts out if you go down a hill, up a hill, or on a straight road. Not the best reception. Shame. I will have to continue listening to Chris Evans. That is, of course, the reviewer's opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM. Do not buy in big caps, says customer. Had this as a birthday present off the kids. Biggest pile of crap ever.
Oh.
The cigar lighter fitting is so big you have to force it in.
Anything you have to force in is always good.
And then 2 feet against dash to retrieve it. Oh, wow. Well, again, you should...
Steady on. 2 feet on the dash is always a good time.
This annoys me. The aerial spelt like the brand name, not the actual antenna. The aerial or the mermaid.
Oh, Rich.
The aerial is very flimsy and not discreet at all.
I like discreet things.
It is not possible to uprate the aerial as it has a bespoke
upgrade, surely.
Uprate, that's what they put. As it has a bespoke fitting. I know the same comments have been raised by other buyers, so I'm just confirming these issues. Have asked for it to be sent back, so remove this comment when all monies are reimbursed. Oh, so I'm assuming they
weren't. So there's blackmailing, so threatening.
Yeah, this is in 2015 as well.
I will
so.
Not remove this review until you get rid of it.
I'm assuming then it hasn't been
evidently not
returned because that was in 2015. Bad reception, many blob and bubble sounds. I mean, yeah, that is the thing with DAB, blob and bubble sounds, isn't it?
Blob and bubble.
Like that on digital, that's how it goes. Eves. Is that a lady? Eves.
Eves.
That will be one of you.
Yeah.
Hello. Bad reception, many blob and bubble sounds, no matter how you mount the antenna. Seller took back the device and refund was given.
Same review one star.
Not fit for purpose, says MD Stone.
Rubbish. Poor reception. FM broadcast inexplicably drops out. No preset buttons. Returned it within a week.
I suppose it's like that thing that you always say about the TV tuners, James, isn't it? It's the reception you get that makes it a bad review, right? So
exactly.
If you've got a really strong signal...
You'll have a really good review.
You're going to have a good review.
But if you don't, then you're stuffed.
Well, yeah. Shall I do one more from these?
Yeah, go on then.
Rubbish item and no refund given, says Busby Boy.
Busby.
This item was about as useful as a chocolate teapot. In fact, a chocolate teapot may have been more useful for receiving TalkSport.
Other stations available.
I requested a return for a refund. The seller kindly sent me a returns label. So, as the item was small, I put it in a postbox and then nothing. And nothing?
Nothing, mate.
And me 61 quid out of pocket. Marvellous lesson learnt. And I hope others won't be as foolish to A, buy this item, or B, if they do return it, unrecorded, expensive lesson learned.
Yeah, why would you post it in the postbox? I'd record it, definitely.
Oh, it's rattling about a bit. Can hear it rattling in the bottom. Hope it's all right. All right, get there.
So, yeah, that was that. Right, what's the next item then?
What should we go for? Have you got one?
I'm thinking of one.
Let's have a look
at the old about
home cinema department.
What
your Facebook ads are going to go crazy now. You're searching all these random stuff.
I know.
It really irritates me.
Thinking of a good one here.
What?
That's why I don't let Donna use my.
What about air freshener?
That's not tech.
Electric air freshener.
No. That's not tech. That's literally not tech. Right.
Spy glasses with cameras built in.
Oh,
we've
yes.
We've done that.
Not recently.
Here we have.
Not for a long time. A few weeks ago. Come on, the kind of person who's buying spy glasses.
We did it a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think we did.
No. Talking about air fresheners, right?
No.
What do we think of those ones in the toilets? When you walk in, it goes off in your face.
The PHS ones.
The ones that actually go off in your face.
No, they don't go off in your face. They're up high.
Right.
James, you're similar height to me.
I'm taller than you.
We worked out you weren't. We're the same.
Pretty sure.
No, we're the same now. Mm. You must have shrunk a bit.
I think you've
we're the same. High heels. I'm 6'4". Something. 6'4". No, we were in socks, if you remember rightly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Same socks as well.
We were at Jump Place, weren't we?
Wasn't the shoes.
I hurt myself.
Yeah. Glad you said Jump Place and not the actual place. Let's do.
We've done Bluetooth speaker. We've done that.
We've done that a lot. I know we have. Right, I'm going to go and have a little look. Hold on.
Come on.
I will come up.
There's got to be a good one out there.
There will be. Don't worry. It's fine.
LED lighting. No.
No.
I think.
Come on.
No. I'm running out of ideas here.
I'm going on to the deals. Let's see.
That gives it away, doesn't it?
I said the deals, not specifics. What about earpod sort of not earpods?
Wireless. Oh yeah, wireless headphones. Wireless like real headphones. Cheap yeah. Rip off yeah, Apple they'll... AirPod ones.
No,
other yeah, ones rip off ones. Go on.
Wow.
Wireless earphones. Obviously, we're not talking about the Apple branded earphones.
I was speaking to someone the other day who clearly wasn't very smart. They came in and they basically were like, "Oh, how much is your watch?" And I was like, "I can't remember. I paid just under £300 for it," and referencing my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And he started looking on his phone, and about 5 minutes later, he walked over to me and goes, "Well, you got ripped off, didn't you?" I went, "What?
Why?
What?" I was expecting him to show me like $250 or something, and I'd come back with one. He obviously has come down now. Yeah, I bought mine a while ago. And he was like, $29.99.
Oh, no.
I went, "What?" And he showed me the dodgiest looking Apple Watch running Android wear.
Oh, God.
And he was like, "Yeah, it's $29.99. iWatch." I was like, "Mate, that's not an Apple Watch." What? The look of shock and horror on his face. He was about to buy it, thinking I was the one that got ripped off.
Yeah, he's like the other way
laughing
around.
At me, he was.
Wrong way around, mate.
I stopped him. You I was like, "Don't buy that."
No. It's good
Seriously.
Advice. Good advice.
Laughing at me.
Well, you shouldn't have stopped him if he's laughing at you.
Well, I'm still a nice guy at the end of
the day. Yeah, I know. Moral high ground and all that.
Exactly.
Right, here we go. Buy cheap, buy twice. Is this one?
Oh, I live by that motto.
It's good. Mr. Courtman.
Buy cheap, buy twice. The volume box is too big and irritating whilst running.
Volume box? What is it?
The volume box, yes, that's right. I've got a volume.
You've got a volume box. Love, no, pass the volume
look,
box.
Get it right. It's a volume box, okay?
Could you volume? Pass me the...
Volume.
Could you...
Volume.
What is it you've actually searched?
Could you pass me the volume
look,
box?
It's wireless earphones. That's all you need to know, mate, all right? The volume box... I can tell you what I want, right? Okay?
What I really, really want.
Yeah.
Zig.
Good song, that. Might have to play that in a minute.
No, we're not.
Oh, well done.
The volume box is too big and irritating whilst running.
While running.
One earphone stopped working after...
How long?
One earphone stopped working after 4 or 5 months. It's now completely stopped working altogether. What does that mean? Was it like intermittent? It's like,
listen to Queen with a stereo track.
Do your kids have headphones for their electronic devices? Do they use headphones?
No, I don't. Well, I generally like them not to, so that I can hear what they're watching. Apart from PS4 console,
because I made them get headphones eventually because I couldn't stand listening to the Stampede years ago. Right?
Oh yeah.
You know what he's like.
My
kids, in the space of a year, destroyed five pairs of headphones each. Destroyed them.
One set. Don't know how he did it. Right. That connector, the end was snapped off of it.
What?
The end bit.
What my two do
is
where they have it bent constantly here at the jack end.
Yeah.
The wires just get snapped inside, so it's just a loose piece of plastic.
Mm.
So either one earphone goes and then they moan, "I can only hear it in one ear." Well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
So literally, I've stopped buying them nice headphones now.
Yeah.
And they've just got like old iPhone ones.
Now. And I bet they last longer, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
It's crazy.
I think that's just
Jack
so
had a really nice Batman pair. Sophie had a Hello Kitty pair. Yeah. Philips, they were made by.
Yeah.
Destroyed
Ruined.
Them.
Gone.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, but yeah, headphones just don't last.
No, no.
Not in the hands of kids, anyway.
No, I suppose that's why they've phased out the headphone socket, see? Makes sense. It all makes sense, but then it's charging, isn't it?
It's Bluetooth. Like, no, it's nothing to
then,
plug in,
then
you ruin
then
that.
The charger will get ruined,
ruin
yeah.
The charging socket.
Anyway, back to my review. I've been rudely cut off there. Rudely cut off. One earphone stopped working after 4 or 5 months, and now it's completely stopped working altogether after less than 1 year and very limited use.
Obviously, it's got very limited
obviously
use
didn't,
now.
Didn't run that often.
Doesn't work at all.
Obviously, didn't run that no. often. Then.
This one says bad battery Bluetooth performance, bad build quality, and very hyped specs advertising.
Ooh.
So this is quite an in-depth one by technical user. This is
technical user.
Yep.
Wow, they know what they're doing.
User.
Then they know what they're doing.
Right, here we go. Right, ready for this? It's even better because there's no music for this. Right, sound quality is okay, too good for the price. Too much bass for most music, but if you play games, then it's good.
Dirty, stinking bass.
Excuse me, sir. Bluetooth performance is poor. For example, if phone and receiver, the chunky control battery part, are on opposite sides of the body, you will get signal drops and crackling. So best to keep both devices on the same side of your body. Moving away from the phone is also questionable and will quickly develop signal loss. I've used other Bluetooth headsets that have performed a lot better for a small price increase. Battery performance is nothing like advertised. 6 hours. A very constant 3 hours. Charging is fast, and I haven't noticed a speed difference between wall charger and computer USB version 2 port. Both will give you a full charge from empty in under 1 hour. Build quality is bad. At 6 months, the charge port cover broke off completely. And at 8 months, the left ear speaker stopped working. I've since read this on other reviews. Seems to be a consistent complaint. Based on battery and Bluetooth performance and build quality, I would not recommend this unit. As a battery-powered device, I was expecting to perform until the battery started to give up. Typically, around 18 months, but it hasn't lasted half that. The failure of the left ear speaker is very basic failure and bad sign of build quality and seems to occur on other earphones. Finally, the battery performance is very consistent and exactly half of what's advertised. Also, the Bluetooth reception is very poor compared to similar Bluetooth devices.
Ah, terrible. How much was it?
£29.
See, it's no good, is it?
No.
I've just... A bit of local news.
Yes.
They've just unearthed a 6-foot mammoth tusk at low tide in West Mersey.
Oh, wow.
6-foot mammoth tusk
so
in
mammoths
Mersey.
So mammoths were running around.
Mammoths were roaming our part of the world.
Wow.
That's weird.
Fish.
Oh, sugar.
Oh,
every
it's time.
Right. It's
weird. It kind of absorbs it.
Yeah.
Look at it. Yeah. It just kind of sucks it up.
Yeah. There was never anything here. Nothing to see here.
Weird. It's like it's a Hoover underneath
it's gone.
It. It's gone now.
So anyway.
Never happened.
Yeah, never happened.
That's one star.
Yeah.
6-foot mammoth tusk. I'm blown away by that. You know the Creeksy Cliffs as well?
Mm.
They take the kids up there and they go fossil hunting.
Oh, yeah?
They do it. It's like a fossil club. You can get all kinds of fossils out of that cliff.
Really?
Yeah, there's all sorts
up there. What, prehistoric?
No, Rich, modern fossils.
Oh,
floppy disks and fax machines.
What?
Yeah,
they're funny. Modern fossils, aren't they?
Are they?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. Gullible.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you want to go up there one day? Take the kids up there, go
yeah,
fossil
can
hunt
do.
Him.
Can do.
It's always a good walk. I spent my childhood up there with my dad.
Mm. And what did you find?
Not fossil hunting, just going for walks.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do a breaking news bed for you. Hopefully it'll work. No, that isn't actually.
No.
It's very copyright.
Well, it's all right, it wasn't me that put it on here.
Can I use that in the podcast?
No, we'll have to probably cut that out.
I wouldn't use that.
Good
no.
Lord, I say you get a copyright strike.
There we go. It's a better one. It's a better one. Ready? Breaking news one.
Was that it?
Yeah,
it's right. I was a bit naff.
Was it?
It's not very hard hitting. It's just kind of like.
Sound effects scroll and bang. Should we try that?
Oh, God.
Oh, and just outside. Just outside Mini Back to the Movies.
It's a bit lame.
I forgot about another good trailer that dropped this week.
Oh, yeah?
New Spider-Man trailer dropped.
Okay.
It's kind
Surely
of
Surely it would climb if it was
it's
Spider-Man.
Kind of Avengers it's kind of Avengers Civil War. Not Avengers, Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
2.5.
Right.
Because 1.5, sorry. Mm. It's not quite 2, but it carries on directly from Civil War with Spider-Man who was in Civil War and Captain and Tony Stark.
Okay.
Iron Man in it.
Tony
looks
Stark.
Awesome. Looks awesome.
Well, fair enough.
It's good. Lots of nice special effects going on in
Sounds
there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We've run out of time to do Weird and Strange, but
good,
we're going to start the Techno
like
Takeover.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do another breaking news. So what was the breaking news coming out of
the poll. Do the poll, Adam. It's just changed.
Has it?
Yeah, do the poll, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just hit refresh.
The question we asked,
the new Samsung S8 and S8 Plus phones don't have physical home buttons anymore. What do you prefer? So, in last place is the home button. Second, you just did straight over that. Second, just below that, is meh. And currently leading is no home button.
With what percentage, Adam?
58% of that.
There you go.
Vote. So a lot of people are loving the no home button.
Okay. Thanks for that update.
I wouldn't have thought that.
No.
Thanks.
I wouldn't have thought that.
That shocked me.
Same.
Thanks to Mr. Wormsley there with the poll update.
See, that works.
Yeah, there you go.
I give you that.
Right, starting a Techno Takeover with Martin Jensen, solo dance, Saint FM 94.7
you're doing
Tech
it.
Show. With me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
Martin Jensen's solo dance into Tom Craft. Tom Craft, the disco, into Kesha and Will I Am with Crazy Kids.
Hello, wherever you are, are you dancing on the dance floor, drinking by the bar? Tonight we do a beat, we can shine like stars, and we don't give a word, cause that's just who we are, and we are.
Kesha, Will I Am, Crazy Kids, into Avicii, Wake Me Up, the Techno Takeover on the Tech Show. Me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
Avicii, Wake Me Up. Now, we haven't heard this next one for a while, okay? It's Techno Takeover material. It's Them Jeans remix of Stay by Rihanna featuring Mickey Echo.
Oh, okay.
And then we're having Calvin Harris to play out. Well, no, it's a good one. It's a good one. Here we go. Ready?
Go for it.
Aim. Technology news.
It's quite slow.
News. There you go. So we got a little bit of technology news in the middle of the Techno Takeover, James.
So Twitter has just announced that it no longer includes your Twitter username as it's 140 characters. So you can, tweet more when you're tweeting people.
There you go. See, a little, cool. little
last
breaking,
minute Twitter update. There.
Breaking tech news.
Very on brand.
On the breaking thing.
Yep. Yes, the poll.
The poll update.
So the question we asked this evening was, The new Samsung S8 and S8 Plus phones don't have physical home buttons anymore. What do you prefer? So, last in the race was meh. Second to last was home button. And the winner with 67% of the votes is no home button. So a very clear winner this evening.
You don't obviously want a home button.
The people
anymore
have spoken. They don't want a home button.
Where's that leave iPhone then?
I know. You never know with the new iPhone. You never know.
No, it's in the concept.
All
the
will
concept
be revealed.
Right, to end the techno takeover and the show then. I've been Rich Tracy.
I've been James Hayden.
And I've been Adam Wormsley.
We're back live next Thursday from 8 p.m. and the podcast will be launched Monday, relaunched Monday. Everything we've done up to now has failed for the 2017 podcast, but we will relaunch it.
Hasn't
Monday
worked in our favour, has it?
No. But yeah, we'll be back then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.